Greetings, Radioland. We're so happy to be with you today. We're thanking God. We are God's covenant church, the church of God, and we are established in Jesus' name. We're established in the Word. We are established in the commandments. We're thanking God so much for our leader, thanking God for this great door of utterance. At this time, I present unto you our great pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank God for you, evangelists, our elders, missionary, deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus. Glad to be with you this Sabbath day. We are God's people, wherever you are. If you are keeping God's word, his commandments, you are the people of God. We are Israelites and we are followers of Christ. We're called Christians. Isn't that beautiful? Yes. We are Jews because we've been circumcised in the Spirit. Yes. And I want to talk to you today about freedom in God. Yes. Standing fast in the liberty wherewith God have made us free. Yes. We're not again entangled again with the yoke of bondage. This time our Deacon Daryl, he wrote this song called Free to Serve. Deacon, Free to Serve. Thank God.
You might always seem to have integrity, with a smile that could warm the deep blue sea. But in times of trials and tests, are you depressed? Can you represent true holiness? As for me, the joy of the Lord is my strength. When tried, I strive to seek his judgment. Cause I know that he controls it all. For he made the test and with righteousness. And all I do is hold on, and I won't be frustrated.
God's in control and I
never feeling isolated.
I'm not alone and I know.
No, no, life is not complicated.
God leads me through.
I'm always staying separated.
Baby, what do you do?
Well, I just strive
to walk in the ways led by the Son of Man.
And I deny
all of the ways.
Strive
to walk in the ways led by the Son of Man.
I deny
Thank God. Free to serve God. That's what we are here at 425 Laconia Boulevard in Los Angeles. We have these announcements right quick. Our Deacon Fina, what are they?
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages on the World Wide Web at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061, or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Now I'm the pastor.
Thank God for you, Deacon. So glad to be with you again this Sabbath. This is the day that the Lord hath made for rest.
Yes.
We are rejoicing in it.
Yes.
We have ceased from the labor of sin.
Yes.
We keep God's word.
Yes, we do.
Now, Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says this. And the reason why we always read Deuteronomy 4 and 6, we only have one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. And the Lord, who changes not, said, keep therefore and do them. This is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely, this great nation is a wise and understanding people. So we keep God's word. Because keeping the word is keeping Jesus in your heart. Jesus is our wisdom. Jesus is our understanding. If he is, so is the law. The eighth verse says, for what nation is there so great that hath statutes and judgments, not talking about the bylaws, so righteous as all this law, which I set before you this day. And every preacher that comes to you must set the laws of God before you if they're preaching God's word. And that's what we do here. Now let's go to Galatians 5 and 1. The key to understanding God is to keep his word. And you cannot keep his word in bits and parts. We keep God's commandments.
Yes.
Just as a reminder, the word says, thou shalt have no other gods before me. The second commandment says, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or likeness of anything that is in heaven above or that is in the earth beneath. That's why we don't wear crosses. They're idols. They're graven images.
Yes.
That's why we don't have pictures of Jesus in our assembly, because I don't know what he looked like. But I know he's the word, and I know what the 10 precepts look like.
Yes.
That's God.
Yes.
So we don't wear this cross that the devil made to nail him to.
That's
an idol. That's a graven image.
Yes.
It's an abomination. It's an offense to God and to me too.
Yes. All right.
So we don't wear it. You choose to wear it. That's your God.
Mm-hmm.
Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Say you are saved. Say you love God. Say you're living for God. But you eat your own bread and wear your own apparel. You got your own math.
All right.
You don't have the math that makes reason. Got your own math.
All right.
You're taking his name in vain. And it's not funny.
Because
we don't play with God here.
No, we don't.
You don't have understanding? Thank God. But it's not playful.
No.
God is calling every man to repentance. It's a blessing when you hear the call.
Yes.
We remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy.
Yes.
The day that God rested. 6 days you may work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
And I don't care what season it is, it's yet the Sabbath day. If it's the seventh day,
yes,
you can have any rest day you want. We got many holidays today.
Yes.
Thanksgiving is a holiday. It's a rest day.
Yes.
Christmas is a rest day. It's the traditions of men. It's not God's day. It's the traditions of men. But they're rest days. They have some rest days fall on the first day of the week, Easter. It's not God's day, and he didn't rise on that day. But it's called a rest day, and we don't work. But I'm concerned about what God's word says.
Yes.
You can give me the rest of the week off if you want to, fine. But I'm concerned about this seventh day.
All right.
Honor thy father and thy mother, because we honor God, yes. Those that carry God. We don't fool with those that don't live holy.
No. All right.
But if you want a fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and his Son, yes. You're welcome to come with us. Yes. We're welcome for that. But we're not going to go sit down with you if you're not holy and make you feel like you got something because you got nothing.
That's right.
If you don't live holy, don't try to teach me anything because you don't know nothing and you have nothing to offer God.
All right.
Nor his people.
All right.
You bring the commandments. When you live it, then you can offer me a testimony or all something.
Right. All right.
That's right.
Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Thou shalt not covet. This is freedom.
Yes, it is.
When you live this word.
Yes, Lord.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Galatians 5 and 1 Evangelist, what does it say?
Mm-hmm. Stand fast.
Stand fast.
Therefore, in the liberty.
Now, there's liberty in God. There's freedom.
All right.
To not have gods before God.
Yes, it is.
Freedom not to kill and commit adultery.
Yes, it is.
Freedom not to lie.
All right.
Freedom to remember the Sabbath day.
Yes,
freedom in that.
Yes.
I'm free to do that.
Yes.
Because nothing has me bound where I can't do it.
All
not
right.
These old traditions. My grandmother don't have me bound.
All
my
right.
Friend down the street. Because the whole world is going that way. That don't bind me.
All
it
right.
Didn't bind Jesus.
Right.
Jesus was hated of all men. He said, all men. And ye shall be hated. That don't bind me because I'm hated of all men. That don't bind me because there's just a few.
All right.
But I got eternal life.
Yes.
Right. Oh, thank
God. That's more than what the world can offer you. Me pleasing God is more than worried about man.
All
man
right.
Don't have heaven or hell to put you in. But God does.
He does.
We're about pleasing God here. We don't please the flesh. That's what binds people. That carnal mind. We're going to talk about it. Read.
Right.
Say it again. Stand fast.
Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty
what?
Wherewith Christ hath made us free.
The Lord hath made us free.
Yes, he has.
What?
And be not entangled.
We're not entangled again.
With the yoke of bondage.
With Sunday keeping.
That's right.
Kind of act like you save and don't even know God.
All right.
People read the scripture book because they love the praises of men and cannot walk away and serve God because they're bound by these commitments.
All right.
And foolishness.
All right.
They're in bondage.
Yes.
In bondage.
I'm not in bondage.
No.
Let's go to Romans 8 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
See what Romans is saying. Paul was free from Judaism.
Yes, he was.
Phariseeism, he was free from that.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I count it as dung, nothing.
Yes, he did.
Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
You got to be somewhere because God, listen, Paul was above many his equal.
Yes, he was. Go ahead, Pastor.
What Paul knew, he knew it. He wasn't jackleg. He had credentials.
He did.
What he knew, it was rightly divided. He knew it.
Yes,
but it
did.
Still wasn't serving God.
All right.
It was just a bunch of ceremonies, but he was well versed in it.
Yes, he was.
Romans 8
mm-hmm.
and 2, what does it say?
For the law of the spirit of life.
Now that's one law. The law of the spirit of life in Christ.
Because Jesus.
The Lord had the law of his Father.
All right.
He said, my Father gave me a commandment. That's what it's called.
Yes. Thank God.
And I know that his commandment is life everlasting.
Yes.
So the law of the spirit of life in Christ, what?
Jesus hath made me free.
Free from what?
The law of sin.
That's another
death.
Law there.
All right.
And if you don't know God, if you are not versed in the scripture, you don't know what Paul was talking about. Say, okay, no law. There's no law can make you perfect. That's true. Law of God don't make you perfect unless you yield to it.
All right.
It's your obedience what makes you perfect
yes.
to God.
Yes.
But Paul is talking about law of circumcision.
Yes.
Law of sin.
Yes.
You can't get perfect in that.
No.
For the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. What?
For what the law could not do.
Now, what this law, right, God's divine word, his law, his commandments, what mm-hmm. it cannot do what?
In that it was weak.
It's weak.
Through the flesh.
When you're in the flesh, when you're in a carnal mind.
All right.
When you don't want to obey God, you're carnal.
Yes.
When you see the truth and refuse to walk in it, that's carnality. Yes. It has you in bondage.
Yes.
Because people don't want to give up their way, and it's the way of the devil.
All right.
It's carnal.
Yes, it is.
Got you bound where you can't obey it. Still try to make a square peg fit in a round hole. It ain't going to work. That's what the scripture's talking about. In that day, seven women will take hold of one man. These are the churches, these women.
Yes.
But they eat their own bread, got their own doctrine.
Yes.
And eat their own bread, wear their own apparel. They're not the wearing the apparel of God. God's apparel is righteousness.
Yes, it is.
Which you get by obeying God's law.
Yes.
But they wear their own apparel.
Yes.
Got their own way to figure out things.
All right.
As Paul said, a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. Got no knowledge. Don't even know God. And the foolish people follow because they are in gross darkness.
Yes.
Why not follow what the scripture, what the word is saying?
All right.
That's what you live for. Or do you live for your neighbors? For your tradition. Oh, well, that's all I know. Well, ain't nobody else going. That's going to keep you out of hell. I don't think so. God sending his own son in the what?
Likeness of sinful flesh.
What?
And for sin, condemn sin in
the flesh. Well, if Jesus condemns sin in the flesh, when we're born again, should we not condemn sin in the flesh?
Yes.
He condemns sin in the flesh for what reason? Read, what's the next verse say?
That the righteousness
what?
Of the law.
So wait a minute, you get righteousness from keeping the law, because it says it shall be our righteousness.
Yes.
If, here's the contract.
All right.
We observe to do, not nine, all these commandments.
Yes. That's right.
Yes.
Which God knows we could do. That's why he gave it to us.
That's right.
But you can only do it if you love him.
Yes.
You deny yourself of the gods.
Yes.
Trying to be funny and just come up with all this mess.
Yes.
On the back of your car. Honk if you know Jesus. All these little images.
Yes. Images.
Little angels on your mantle.
Yes.
Little pictures saying he held me as a lamb. What do you think a graven image is? Something you make up.
That's right.
Something you draw. Something you carve.
That's right.
Something you believe in.
Yes. Yes.
Got a cross around your neck. And that's what they nail the Lord to. Why don't you wear a machete? The way they cut these young boys' heads off over there in Afghanistan. Would you wear that?
Right.
This machete, they cut my son's neck off. Would you wear that?
All right.
No glory in that cross. God didn't make that cross up. The devil made it up,
yes,
not God.
Did. Yes, he did.
Yes.
What does that mean?
Go ahead, Pastor.
People wear this stuff. That's how I want to identify myself. That's what the Lord said. Fool, you wear your phylacteries in the marketplace. Turn your, get the cows on back. That must be a priest.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they got hunk for, oh, they're a Christian.
Yeah.
Across the street from me. In the window, a big cross. I'm a Christian. He said, let your light shine. You ain't got to do this outward stuff. God wasn't like, Jesus wasn't like that.
No, he wasn't.
They were coming. You know who they were. But by the way, they lived.
Yes.
He said, now, your speech berate you. You don't talk like the rest of these people.
All
you
right.
With the Lord. You talk like the Lord.
All right. Beautiful.
Read.
That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us.
Now, wait a minute. It's going to be fulfilled. Wait a minute. That means those that keep the commandments.
Yes. All right.
Yes.
How foolish that nobody kept the commandments but the Lord. Why would the Lord give it to you if you couldn't do it? The commandments is the word. Then why don't the priest say, well, ain't nobody kept the word but the Lord. It's the same thing.
Yes.
But it's telling you that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us. Who what?
Who walk not. After the flesh.
What?
But after the Spirit.
So when you walk after the Spirit, this is the Spirit. 10 precepts.
Yes. Right.
You don't fulfill.
Yes, Lord.
The law of sin. You fulfill righteousness when you don't have God before you. You don't have those graven images. You don't take you're fulfilling righteousness.
That's right.
That's how you do it. They what?
For they that are after the flesh,
what?
Do mind the things of the
flesh.
They
mind the things of the flesh. Other words, everything, but it's not of God. Trying to say it's of God, but the scripture says it's not of God.
That's right.
Well, observe something that's something made up.
All right. But
things of the flesh, but what?
But they that are after the Spirit the things of the Spirit.
Wait a minute. He said the words are spirit and they are life.
Yes, yes, they are.
The law is spiritual.
Yes,
what it says.
Yes. Go ahead.
What? You have to obey the word.
Yes.
That's what the preachers preach.
Yes.
You say, well, let's see what the word says.
All right.
They jump off. No, I obey Jesus. What did Jesus say? That's what he preached. He said, my Father gave me commandments, and whatsoever I speak, therefore, that's what it's the commandments.
Yes.
That's right.
What?
For to be carnally minded is death.
That's what got the people in bondage. Carnal cannot mind the things of the flesh, of the spirit, but they mind the things of the flesh.
Yes.
Something made up.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Something they feel and think.
Yes.
And don't have no witness to it.
Right.
What?
But to be spiritually minded is life and peace.
I think the Lord said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Yes.
So when you are spiritually minded, you get the mind of, this is the mind of Christ.
Yes,
you have life.
Yes.
Eternal life, and you have peace. The scripture says, great peace have they that love thy law.
Yes.
That was God's word.
That's what it said.
If you love God's word, you got peace because you don't commit adultery, bear false witness, steal, kill, and on. You got peace.
Go ahead.
You only don't have no peace when you ain't doing it.
That's right.
And the God bring it to your attention, you ain't doing this. And you're going to sit there and try to fight and try to make it work. Read.
Because the carnal mind.
Now listen about this
enmity.
Carnal mind. The carnal mind, what?
Is enmity.
It's the enemy to God. What?
Against God.
What?
For it is not
that's
subject.
The Antichrist. Anti mean against.
Yes.
That's who the true Antichrist. Anybody against God is starting to guard. The devil's against God. That's
right.
Your Antichrist.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Carnal mind is an enemy to God. What?
For it is not subject.
What?
To the law of
so
God.
So that's why when you bring the law, they'll agree with you in 1 second, and the next second they back up. Well, I don't think nobody got to do it. Because they are enemy to God. They got a carnal mind. It can't be subject
all
to
right.
God's thought. Which means it can't be subject to God.
All right.
Saying I love Jesus, but they can't be subject to his word.
That's right.
That's what it means.
Mm-hmm.
That's got you in bondage, that carnal mind. But a spiritual mind
yes.
follows the Lord.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
God.
Obeys him.
Yes, Lord.
Abraham left all those gods in Ur of the Chaldees.
Yes, he did.
Which means mother, father, sister, brother, land, vicinity, he left it.
Yes.
And more importantly, went where God told him to go. So when you come to follow God, God is showing you the way.
Yes.
Why do you keep dropping and let it go?
Right.
You can if your mind is spiritual.
Yes.
You can if you're a sheep. You can if you love God. But if you're carnal minded, you can't do it.
Because
right. you're going to always try to make a way to get back over here.
Yes.
Read.
Neither indeed can be.
A carnal mind cannot be subject to God. It's bondage.
Yes.
So if you walk in the spirit, you can kill that carnal mind. Isn't that beautiful? Let's go to Galatians 4 and 22. Let's go there.
All right.
Beautiful.
I'm not going to tell you what I think. I'm going to tell you what the scripture says.
All right.
And it's rightly divided.
Yes.
Here a little, there a little.
Go ahead.
Well, I speak to my people. That's what the Lord said.
Yes.
The Lord said it's given to you to know the mysteries.
That's
it's not
right.
given to them.
That's right.
I speak to them in parables.
Yes.
But a sheep gonna hear what God is saying.
Yes.
You know, I see what
that's
you're
right.
saying. Because God opened up their understanding.
Yes.
They stood right next to the Lord and said, who are you? Tell us plain. He said, I told you. Why is it you cannot understand my speech? Even because you cannot hear my words. Some they can't accept this. But they say, preach the word. He said, well, that's what we're doing. I'm preaching the word. He said, well, no, you got to preach Jesus. That's what I'm doing.
That's right.
But they turn around and I can't know what you're talking about. Turn around and I say, yeah, that's Jesus. And the next breath, going to try to prove to you that he rose a day he didn't rise. And it's not according to scripture. Well, if you believe in Jesus, you got to believe the way he came. You got to believe the way he went.
That's right.
So, well, now, I believe he was born a virgin, but he didn't die on the cross. Yeah, he did. Yeah, he died, but he died on the second day. No, it didn't. Scripture said the fourth day.
All right.
Your math got you in bondage. You don't know how to add. You don't know how to take away. Just all kind of foolish talking. And know you wrong. Know you wrong. But don't want to let go because you're in bondage. But if you have God, God going to shake that mess loose. And he's going to trouble you until you give up.
All right.
That beautiful? I got confidence in that.
All right.
That's what happened to Jonah. Gave up. Kept messing around and got here and spew him out of his mouth. God will take you through hell if you chosen. He said, I'll put a hook in you. You know, I'll bring you where you know not. That beautiful? Once you come into the knowledge when it's time, you can't fight it. I don't care what you do. You coming.
That's right.
That's the parable of the baby. I don't care how many, what you do. Say, well, I can't do that now. I'm making cookies. I can't go to the hospital now. Well, keep making them. You may not go to the hospital, the baby coming though.
That's right.
Isn't that beautiful?
That's right.
See, I can't come now. The train is coming. I'm tied to the track. You might not live, but that baby coming.
Yes.
Unless it get run over. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Galatians 4:22, what does it say?
For it is written that Abraham had two sons, the one by a bondmaid, the other by a free woman.
We are Abraham's seed, but we're by the free woman.
Yes.
Because we're not in bondage.
That's right.
There's a lot of people called by his name. They're in bondage.
Yes.
They're really not free. They don't realize they're really Ishmael, Esau.
That's right.
Not of the promise. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
But he who was of the bondwoman was born after the flesh. But he of the free woman was by promise.
Well, wait a minute. So were, and so is God's people. Deuteronomy 28:9. Yeah. God gave a promise to his people through Moses then. He said, I'm going to raise up a people unto me. And wait a minute. There was a people right there under him, Moses.
Yes.
And all those that followed, Joshua.
Yes.
Aaron, different ones. They were following Miriam.
Yes.
They were following the Lord. And many others. But he's yet given a prophecy. 28:9, what does it say?
Mm-hmm. The Lord shall establish thee in holy people.
Now he's going to establish a holy people. Now wait a minute.
Himself.
How can God establish a holy? I'm sure how dumb the folks is. Say, can't nobody keep God's commandments? Why can't you get holy without keeping? The commandment is holy, just and good.
Yes.
How are you going to get holy without keeping the commandments? And that's what's holy, just and good. How can you? That's like saying, well, I can be holy without the Lord. The Lord is the Holy One of Israel.
Yes, he is.
How can you be of the seed of Abraham and the seed is an apple and you come out of orange? How does that work like that?
It doesn't.
How can the Israel be a vine coming out of Egypt and you turn out to be something other than what's on that vine? What?
You cannot be.
You can't do that. Thank God.
Mm-hmm.
The root is holy. How can you be Baptist?
All right.
Or anything but unholy. Say, well, can't nobody live holy? Then how can you be in the vine? Read.
The Lord shall establish thee in holy people.
Unto who?
Unto himself.
What?
As he hath sworn unto thee.
No, God swore this, I'm going to establish.
Yes.
And holy people unto myself. And he swore what?
If thou
Here's the contract. If.
Thou shalt keep the commandments.
What?
Of the Lord thy God.
Well, wait a minute. Why would you say if you can do it, if ain't nobody can't do it? That can't nobody keep them commandments but the Lord. How foolish that.
It is.
But why did God, I thought he said put them on your able to bear. Why would he tell you what he's going to do if nobody could do it? And it was done before he said that,
yes.
While he was saying that, and after. Because the Lord don't change.
No, he don't.
If.
Mm-hmm. If thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God.
What?
And walk. In his
well,
ways.
Wait a minute. What is his ways? Having no gods before God.
All right,
not making any graven images. Remembering the Sabbath day.
All right.
Honoring the Father. That's God's way.
Yes, it is.
He said, I am the way. That's why.